Newcastle's best childhood centres, the Little Unicorn. Explore, play, discover, grow. Enrol now. Supporting Newcastle's only mum's radio show.
I got it from my mama.
With Beck and Sarge.
Hello, mamas and girls and boys. We have Santa on the show today. Plus, you can win the chance to sit down on his lap, tell him what you want for Christmas, and get a family memory. And we'll also be giving away a live Christmas tree at the end of the show. I love Christmas time. I loved that blog post we did the other day. And if you haven't checked it out, by the way, newcastlehuntermamas.com, about the earlier you put up your Christmas decorations, the better your life is in general.
See, Sarge, that's just not true. I'm sorry, but you just can't do it before December 1.
Don't be a naysayer. What's up there?
It's just not true. I find it bad luck if you put up your decorations before December 1.
Well, this article said that the Christmas decorations evoke feelings of joy and happiness, and they take you back to when you were a child, and they make you forget about your miserable mum life. Oh, no, I didn't say that.
Wonderful mum life that you love so
and
much.
And how tired you are. And Beck and I were just talking about someone we know who's not a mum. And Beck said, but they don't know what tired is until you're a mum.
You don't.
That's so true.
It's not tired. It's just like I need a little bit of extra sleep.
What did you say that you do when you get up?
Occasionally I trip over. What? It's true.
And sometimes when I get up and I'm tired after the baby's been teething or whatever and I have to realize I have to go about my day, I get up in the morning and I just feel a little bit of bile in my throat, like I need to vom.
Yeah.
Like I'm that tired.
Yeah, it's like morning sickness just carries with you forever.
Yeah, and then you need to get into the Christmas spirit.
Yay, but that's easy. I love Christmas.
Me too.
It was interesting what Santa was saying with some gifts.
Yeah.
His elves
are very busy, aren't they?
His elves are very clever.
Yes.
I have officially finished my children's Christmas presents for this year. And I have officially finished the teacher gifts. And
sort of hate being friends with you because you're so well organized and it just reminds me what a crap mum.
No, not true. No, I've just had more experience in being a mum.
Oh, God, I'm going to get onto some toys website tonight. I'm going to get onto Westfield and buy
that's a
presents.
Good idea. Yep. Let me tell you, teacher gifts are the biggest. They are the hardest.
Are they good? Because it's good to suck up to the teachers, right?
Very
because they're
good.
Nicer to your children.
Yeah, good to suck up to the teachers. Mm. I bought my son's teacher at school a stamp that says it says Mr. blah, blah, blah. Thinks you're superb or something so that he can stamp it and it's got his name on it. How cool is that?
Oh, that's so cute. Oh, you were totally a teacher's pet at school. Look at you laughing and going red. You were such an A-grade student.
No, I was definitely not an A-grade student, but I want my kids to be, so I'm helping
them
along the way.
Gorgeous little Beck in the front row of class with their hands straight up.
No.
Yes. Pick me.
I wish that my mum wishes that was me, but it wasn't. Anyway, and then I bought for my daughter's preschool.
Where did you get this stamp done?
I got it Etsy probably.
Okay.
And then you
got to tell everyone
so
where they
great.
Can rip off your great
I know,
gifts.
It's so great. And then I got these on eBay, these little key rings that they look like little diamonds. They're gorgeous and they've got apple and it's got an apple and it says like, thank you for helping my kid or something along the way or something about a teacher, some nice message about apple for a teacher, that kind of thing. But yeah, they're beautiful, so they've got a key ring and they'll get a bottle of wine. Last year they got personalized drink bottles so that they can have them out in the playground with their names on it. Clever gift.
I don't know about the key ring, by the way.
No, the
I like
beautiful.
The stamp and I like the I guess
you wait till I show you a picture of
okay.
the key ring.
I like the wine. That's good.
The
it's
wine
be
I think
good
they'll
wine,
like
yeah.
too. And then for my for the daycare, because that's just a whole bunch of daycare people, I just give them a big hamper with wine and chips and stuff so that when the kids leave for the day, they can – I know I always put glasses in so that they can – just have a couple of wines.
That's a good idea. Yeah. There'd be some tired educators at the Little Unicorn, I'd
there
say.
There would definitely be some tired educators there. So, yeah, that's my teacher gift tip.
I like the hamper. I like hampers for people.
Can't go wrong.
I find the mails hard to buy for, dad and partner.
I got my partner a wallet with his name on it.
That's cute.
It was actually really cool.
But that's a standard, like, man gift,
it
isn't
is.
It? The
it
wallet.
Is. I know.
But what's going to make your man say woohoo? Someone told me once, get something that, you know, not that you want to get them or you want, get something that they're going to love.
That doesn't make it any easier.
No, I get my partner loves cars, so I get him car subscription magazines.
Oh yeah, that's good.
So think about their hobby.
A cool idea.
Men usually have hobbies.
Yeah.
Because they've got more time than us, and we're looking after the children all the time.
Mine loves cooking, which is great.
Really?
I should encourage.
What does he make?
He makes everything. Really? Right now, he makes whatever Michelle Bridges tells him to make.
Oh, you could buy him. What about? You could buy him a couple of months, like HelloFresh.
Yeah.
And then he could get the ingredients for the meal.
Yeah, true. I could.
With the recipe.
Yeah.
But that's just giving him a gift, like, to take the work away.
It's like giving him a gift to keep gifting to me.
Yeah.
Like, as he cooks for me every night.
I'm going to get my partner a dozen bottles of Sauv Blanc. Yeah. And he'll be like, oh, not Sauv Blanc because that's uncool anymore. Yeah, Pinot Gris. And he'll say, Melanie, what's this for? I only drink two. He's new. Say, it's my gift to you. Can I have one?
I'm getting mine a drill, and it's a hint that he needs to try and pull his finger out and learn how to do stuff like that. Be a man.
Oh, the passive aggressive present. I love the passive aggressive present. Mm. And yeah, by the way, don't buy me an appliance. Don't buy me a Dyson.
Unless it's a Thermomix.
It's sexist. 100. How much is it? Almost a grand for a therm. Is it?
Aren't they?
You've got one.
Yeah.
You don't use it much, do you?
No, I make pancakes.
Everyone buys one. It's like a big deal for a while. Then the Thermomix just doesn't get a workout.
It's true. Yeah, don't buy a thermi.
Just like when you buy a gym membership and that doesn't get a workout, but your credit card does. What about your parents?
Oh, my gosh. My mum is so hard to buy for. Her birthday is at the end of November, which is just ridiculous. And so we're just taking her out for dinner. But normally I get her something like perfume or something, or a voucher to her favourite store or something.
Do they?
Because like
my partner thinks that parents, grandparents love photos of the kids and stuff.
I think they do. And Mum always says that too. But then I think she'd always expect another present as well.
Okay. But because my partner had these, you know, like passport-sized photos of the kids, and he was going to give them to his mother, and I think that's sort of not enough, is it?
Passport size? Probably not.
No.
No, you'd have to blow them up.
Yeah, you'd have to have a poster of your child.
My dad, when he was alive, the last person I remember getting him was a digital photo frame.
Oh, everyone was doing that.
Wasn't that, I know. And he thought that was the best thing ever. And so Mum still has that.
Okay.
So she loves that.
And I know, by the way, Beck, that you are the perfect mum. Like, I don't mean to say that, but you do know all the mum things. So can you take us through a couple of gifts? So what would you buy for, like, Lily, who's my one-year-old? What would you get at a one-year-old?
Lily, your one-year-old. Oh, my gosh. See, one-year-olds I find are the hardest.
But they don't even care. So don't get them. Just get them whatever.
Do you know, actually, like, what I would get for Lily would be one of those push-along things.
Oh, we've got one of them from summer. Oh, everything's handed down.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem.
What about summer? She's asking me for a bluebird. Should I get her a budgie?
Get her a furry friend.
Okay, furry friend.
It's a good choice. Santa talked about it. So the furry friends behave like real animals, except they're not as painful.
Okay.
But a furry friend would be my top choice. I'm pretty sure there's a bird furry friend too.
Okay.
So you'd be okay with that.
What else would you go for a 2 or 3 year old?
For a 2 or 3 year old for summer, I would probably go, I don't know, because the LOL surprises are a bit old.
What's a LOL surprise?
The LOL surprise, they're like a dome kind of round thing, and in it you open it up and it's got like billions of little dolls and accessories and all these little things.
Okay.
My daughter goes mental.
She loves over it.
Oh my god, they're so expensive. They're like $100, but anyway,
LOL surprise. Okay, LOL surprise my credit card. Holy crap, it was $100.
Absolutely. LOL surprise your credit card. That's scary. Then I would, and then you know what I always recommend for like two to three, Duplo. Have you got heaps of Duplo already?
Is that Lego? Someone doesn't go much for the Lego, but I wonder if it's because I don't play with her with the Lego.
Do you have
to engage with them with the
really.
Lego? Okay.
And then the most, it's horrible.
Yeah.
The most popular doll this year is the Lovabella baby doll.
Okay.
It is revolting. It looks like Chucky, basically. Okay. It is creepy, 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 and it's reasonably expensive, but it laughs, learns words, eats, drinks, sleeps, plays, and gives super real facial and eye expressions.
Oh, that's cute. I reckon someone would love one of those. What is it called?
Yeah, it's the Lovabella, L-U-V-A Bella. It's Lovabella. Creepy.
Okay.
Just don't put it in the hallway at night and walk down to the bathroom.
What was the doll that we had when we were growing up that was like that?
Cabbage Patch or something, wouldn't it?
No, there was another one that was more Baby Born. Yeah. It was more fancy than a Cabbage Patch. I never got one. But they
fancy.
Did number twos.
I've still got that. But the Lovabella, it says it eats and drinks, but it doesn't say that it does that.
Wow, that's strange, isn't it? Yeah. Where's it all going?
Yeah, I don't know. And then I would always say
I'm happy with that, though. I don't want to change more nappies. So
no, absolutely
good on you, Lovabella.
Maybe she's working for the mum.
Yeah.
People are also recommending for boys Lego, obviously. Yeah. My son is really into the Technic Lego.
Oh my god, I've seen that thing that he built. Yeah. Are you kidding? Is he he's building some sort of a skyscraper with that thing?
You know those things in near Stockton where they like dump coal? Yeah, he built one of those.
A conveyor.
It's like, yeah, that's it.
And it's got a crane on it.
It's got
too.
A crane. It's unbelievable. Wow. So
you should move some coal, you'd make some money.
He's gonna be an engineer, that one. And but I would always say Lego for the boys, and anything sciencey for like say 5 to 8 would be that. But we're trying to go for some real outdoorsy things this year as well.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, and so sort of things that they can interact with each other.
Okay.
So instead of Nerf guns this year, we've gone laser guns as well because I was sick to death of picking up Nerf bullets.
And
off
they
the
actually hit you with them, don't they? They gang up on Beck center. When Chris is
at home.
Oh,
yeah, they do. Yeah. Definitely, the kids. But the laser can't hurt me, you see.
Beck said, don't have 3, Sarge. They'll gang up on you.
You're outnumbered. Completely outnumbered, but the laser doesn't hurt you. So the laser game was a really cool one that we've bought.
All right. Okay. That sounds like a good wrap up.
Mm, I think so.
And I heard that Santa only brings one gift for the girls and boys, and the rest of the gifts are brought by mummy and daddy or grandparents. So just the one gift from Santa.
That's a good
every
idea.
Every year.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good idea. A lot of people have said that they should do that. We don't really...
Because Santa's very busy.
Santa is very busy. Yeah. We haven't really... Because my oldest is only 7. We haven't really got to the point of who gave that gift. They just rip it apart. They're just like, yep, let's go.
I can
go.
Remember that as a kid that you'd be just up at the crack before the crack going, has Santa been?
Yeah.
Because you just wonder.
That's right. And they don't care who gave it to them.
Yeah.
I got it from my mama with Beck and Sarge on Apple, Spotify and NHMNewcastleHunterMamas.com.
A big thanks to our sponsors, the Little Unicorn Early Education Centres at Broadmeadow and also Honeysuckle, soon to be Charlestown Square. Unlike large franchise-operated centres, the Little Unicorn is family-owned and locally operated. The staff live and work in the communities they serve and their kids attend the Little Unicorn themselves, as do mine. So you know that they have the children's best interests at heart. Enroll now. A couple of places left for next year. TheLittleUnicorn.com.au.
I got it from my mama with Beck and Sarge on Apple, Spotify and NHMNewcastleHunterMamas.com.
Hello, Santa. How are you today?
I am good, young lady.
Santa, we've got some questions for you from our youngest little friends from Newcastle Hunter Mamas. Would you mind answering some questions?
I am open to answer any questions there.
Santa, my 6-year-old daughter is concerned that Santa doesn't receive any presents on Christmas Day. I told her I'm sure that Mrs. Claus gives him a present. Plus, we always leave a snack out and a drink for him too. Can Santa please confirm? Do you get any presents, Santa?
Well, Santa does get lots of lovely presents from Mrs. Claus. I get them from my elves, and we also give presents out to the elves and all to our reindeers. Everybody in there is all concerned. We have a most wonderful, lovely day. And I'd like to thank all the young fellas and all the young ladies out there who leave out all the snacks and the drinks. And there's so many of them leave out many things out there. I I can't go through them all. I have to play the A, B, C and the alphabet.
It's funny you say that, Santa, because I remember leaving out cookies for you when I was a little girl and sometimes a carrot for Rudolph. And I'd noticed that just one bite was taken out of the cookie and maybe Rudolph only ate half of the carrot. So maybe you guys just get really full, do you, when you go from house to house?
Oh, well, that's why Santa gets so big and large. If we didn't have all that food out there, I think Santa would be tied up before he started.
You only eat on Christmas,
but it's so
really
great. It's good. And it's wonderful.
Santa. Four-year-old Isabel would like to know what Santa does when he's not delivering presents and how he knows whether she's been good or not.
Well, to tell that young daughter, Isabel, I think Santa keeps very busy from the word go after delivering the presents. Santa has lots of things to do and get ready for the next year. I keep my reindeers and my elves, they're all intact. And they're always looking to put out new toys out there for all the young fellas and the young girls.
Santa, Harvey is 10, and he would like to know how Santa finds kids who go on holidays for Christmas.
Well, that's an easy question there. And Santa always keeps an eye on them, and he knows exactly where they're going to be on Christmas Day with their family and friends, whether they're at the Bondi Beach or they're up in Queensland or any part of all over the world.
Ella, Olivia and Hayley want to know, how does Santa get inside a house that doesn't have a chimney?
Oh, I shouldn't be really telling them my secrets, but Santa has a magical key.
Tayton and Danica would like to know where you land when you come to their house to deliver their presents.
I might land on their roof. And I might land out in their yard. And sometimes, you know, they can wake up and they might hear the patter of little feet and a noise. Santa might bump into something in the house. But if they've got a shelf elf, he warns Santa of all the dangers inside. So that's how I know.
What are the toys to buy or for the parents and the grandparents this year? What are the things that you're making most for children this year and you and your elves?
I've got a Lover Bella doll, which is very lovely and very plush after they... Then I have the Scruffalus. Now, this is a very hot toy for little animal lovers.
Scruffalus.
These plush toys start out scruffy, matted balls of coloured fur. And you don't know exactly what pet you have until after you give it a bath.
Oh,
the animals become very cute after they are washed and blow-dried. Now, some of the other things out there is the Jurassic World Lego. Then you have the Hatchimals.
Oh,
how wonderful are the Hatchimals?
Yes.
They are round and they are beautiful.
They are.
Inside the eggs are four possibilities. Kids can even teach the Hatchimals mysteries. How to say their name.
Oh, Santa, and everyone is so specific for what they want. My little girl wants a bluebird because she loves Rio, the movie.
Oh, and isn't that lovely? And that's a wonderful movie too. I've seen it many times with Mrs. Claus and the elves and all of us. We sit down and we enjoy those pieces before they go out, and they are so wonderful, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, and we can't wait to get our bluebird. And what do your kids want, Beck?
My son wants a crow. A live one.
A live crow.
Yeah, he's not getting one of those.
Okay.
Well, there's something Santa can do and something Santa cannot do.
Yeah, you need to get the approval of the parents.
You have to speak to mum and dad, you know. Yes. Whatever mum and dad says.
I agree.
Yeah. Oh, Santa, thank you so much for your time. You're so busy and we can't wait to see you and get our photo with you this coming Saturday and from then till Christmas at Westfield Katara.
Somehow, Beck, you haven't been very good all year.
Oh, no, haven't I? Oh, gosh, I've tried my best.
But you've still got time to be good.
I will lift my game. Thanks, Santa, for the heads up.
It's a Merry Christmas to you both and all your families and to all your listeners out there. I want them to come along to all the Santas, because Santa has many helpers at Elf Santa. Because without them, we wouldn't be able to get all the children all over the world to tell Santa exactly what they want. But if they've got time to come along to Westfield Shopping Centre, they are quite welcome to come along and have a most wonderful day and enjoy their time.
I got it from my mama with Beck and Sarge on Apple, Spotify and NHMNewcastleHunterMamas.com.
If you want to sit on Santa's lap at Westfield Katara, send us a Facebook message, Newcastle Hunter Mamas, ho, ho, ho. And if you want a live Christmas tree, our Christmas tree sale is happening the 1st of December at Forever Christmas in Mayfield. You can grab a tree on that day and also support the Children's Hospital, the John Hunter Children's Hospital. Or if you'd like to win a tree for free, say tree, please.
I got it from my mama with Beck and Sarge.